Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello listeners, this is Voice of Mongolia in English. In this edition, we'll have the daily news first, followed by a musical break as usual. Then we'll have an interview with Indian Ambassador to Mongolia, Mr. Atul Malhari Gotserv, so stay tuned. Here is the news. Speakers of Mongolia and Vietnam hold official talks. Chairman of Parliament of Mongolia, Bim Tsocht, and the Chairman of the National Assembly of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, Mr. Trang Thang Man, who is paying an official visit to Mongolia, held official talks at the State Palace of Mongolia. Chairman Bim Tsocht noted that Vietnam, a traditional partner and close friend of Mongolia, holds an important position in Mongolia's relations and cooperation with Southeast Asian countries. At the meeting, the two speakers agreed to intensify mutually beneficial and sustainable cooperation in trade and the economy, agriculture, culture and the arts, tourism, education and defense within the framework of the comprehensive partnership established between the two countries. Chairman Trang Thang Man also expressed his satisfaction with the continuous development of the two countries, a strong friendship and traditional friendly relations, as well as the expansion of cooperation across all sectors. He also emphasized that he's paying particular attention to supporting and monitoring the implementation of high-level agreements and arrangements reached within the framework of the comprehensive partnership. He also expressed his commitment to consistently supporting efforts to elevate inter-parliamentary cooperation to a new level and strengthen interaction between parliamentary friendship groups and the respective parliamentary offices. First, the Central Hospital introduces robotic surgery. The first Central Hospital of Mongolia has introduced the RevoEye robotic surgical system developed by South Korea's Mirror Company with a state budget investment as part of projects and programs aimed at adapting advanced technologies in global medicine and providing accessible and quality healthcare services to the public. Speaking at the launch ceremony, Director General of the First Central Hospital of Mongolia said, "A historic moment is taking place in the surgical care and services of the First Central Hospital. We've introduced the RevoEye robotic surgical system into our operations. The robotic surgery will enable safer procedures for patients and help overcome the difficulties involved in removing lesions or treating conditions located in hard-to-reach areas. Surgeons control the robot to perform a wide range of surgical procedures, including the dissection of anatomical structures, suturing, cutting, and tissue excision. Mongolia to partner with IP Paris on engineering and tech education. Mr. Inka Maldang, Minister of Education of Mongolia, met with the president and authorities of the Institut Polytechnique de Paris, or IP Paris, a leading French education and research center, to exchange views on cooperation in higher education, science, and technology. During the meeting, the ministry proposed establishing a partnership between the Mongolian University of Science and Technology and IP Paris to strengthen the capacity of Mongolia's engineering and technical workforce. The Institut Polytechnique de Paris is a major academic and research institution uniting five world-leading French higher education establishments in engineering, technology, and natural sciences. Ranked 68th in the Times Higher Education World University Rankings, the Institute has produced 6 Nobel laureates and 4 Fields medalists. Mongolia and the United Arab Emirates sign Energy Cooperation Memorandum of Understanding. Deputy Prime Minister of Mongolia, Mr. Dorchand, met with the United Arab Emirates Ministry of Energy and Infrastructure, Mr. Suhail Mohammed Al-Mazurei, and two sides signed a Memorandum of Understanding on a cooperation between the Ministry of Energy of Mongolia and the Ministry of Energy and Infrastructure of the United Arab Emirates. Under the memorandum, the two sides agreed to develop cooperation in renewable energy, green hydrogen, electricity, transmission and distribution networks, and energy storage systems, as well as to attract investment and implement joint projects. They will also cooperate in exploring opportunities to export electricity and green hydrogen to regional markets, exchanging experience and technology, training specialists, and strengthening human resource capacity, the Ministry of Energy of Mongolia reported. Deputy Prime Minister Dorchand, who's attending AIM Congress 2026, the International Investment Conference being held in Dubai, presented Mongolia's economic potential, investment environment, energy sector reforms, and green transition at a ministerial roundtable on investment. He also held meetings with the leadership of the Abu Dhabi Development Fund and the G42 Group, exchanging views on cooperation in energy sector reforms, and also renewable and green energy investment and data center infrastructure, including the provision of reliable and clean energy to data centers. Mongolia presents AI education policy at UNESCO Forum. Mr. Inka Maldang, Ministry of Education and Science of Mongolia, took part in the UNESCO's Digital Learning Week held in Paris, France. At a roundtable meeting of ministers of education held during the event, Minister Inka Maldang shared Mongolia's views on state policy, regulation, and governance related to the introduction and use of artificial intelligence in the education sector. He also presented Mongolia's experience and ongoing policy efforts in systematically compiling big data in the education sector and the opportunities and advantages that its effective use could bring. He also stressed the need to provide the public with accurate and clear information on the further development of digital education programs and on internationally recognized study and training opportunities. He also noted the importance of supporting the knowledge, skills, and capacity of teachers and students in the era of AI and digital technology. UNESCO's Digital Learning Week brought together some 1,200 participants, including ministers of education, policymakers, and representatives of the technology sector from more than 40 countries to discuss the digital transformation of education and the use of AI and technological innovation. All right, listeners, that's all for today's daily news. After the musical break, we'll have an interview with Indian Ambassador to Mongolia, Mr. Atul Malhari Gutsur. So stay with us. Please welcome back. This is Voice of Mongolia in English. Now we're going to present an interview with Mr. Atul Malhari Gutsur, Indian Ambassador to Mongolia. So enjoy the interview.
Our history is not only of a few hundred years. Our history is of thousands of years.
Yes, right.
So what some of the stories that we hear, that some people from India, a province called as Himachal Pradesh, King Mangaldev and his people visited around maybe 3,000, 2,000 years ago, Mongolia. And they went back again to India.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the story. And also in 1924, the ex-Prime Minister of Mongolia at that time, he has in his book of Mongolia mentioned a brief history of Mongolia, that the Mongolian people have come from the back side of the Himalayas. So
mm-hmm.
our story is not 100 years old, but thousands of years old. And you know, when Buddhism was at its peak in the Nalanda University, the famous Nalanda University, mm-hmm. where the Buddhist scholars from all over the world used to visit, several Mongolian scholars also visited Nalanda University at that time. And our bonds through Buddhism, our culture, and one more thing I feel is that we are Asian countries, so we have family values. The concept of family
mm-hmm.
and the values is very high in our society.
Yeah, right.
Plus, all the main Buddhist religious places are in India. Bodh Gaya, Gaya, Sarnath, Dharamshala, where His Holiness the Dalai Lama
mm-hmm.
gives his sermons, and various Mongolian people go there regularly. So, I think our bond is historical, civilizational,
mm-hmm.
and even though we may little bit far geographically, we are close by heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's talk about the current relations of Mongolia-India relations, and maybe the first I want to talk about the political and economic cooperation.
Our political relations have always been good, you know. For several years since the establishment of diplomatic ties, there has been high-level exchange of visits from both sides. But a paradigm shift occurred with the visit of Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji in 2015,
mm-hmm.
where several agreements were signed and a new beginning was made. So it has initiated and triggered a new impetus to our bilateral relations, friendly bilateral relations. So many agreements were signed during that visit. From that time, we see there are a lot of high-level exchange of visits that are happening. We are also seeing that three big projects are going on in Mongolia
mm-hmm.
for the economic or development cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
So we always say that India-Mongolia relations are based on four Ds. One is Dharma. Second is democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Third is development partnership. Fourth is the digital infrastructure cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have seen in these three projects which I want to enumerate, one is we are with partnership with Mongolia We are constructing a oil refinery project in the Dornogobi province.
Biggest project,
It is a big project of $1.236 billion. Mm-hmm. And when the project would be completed in maybe next 2 to 3 years, Mongolia will be able to fulfill 80% of its energy needs of petroleum products. Mm-hmm. And you know, the refinery is not based only for petroleum products. After that, there can be a petrochemical complex, and it can give more employment opportunities to the Mongolian people. Mongolia can be a exporting country of petrochemicals to its neighbors also.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a good thing. Economically also, it can generate around $1.6 billion per year for Mongolia. It can save the foreign exchange. So that is a big project. We are concentrating on that.
Yeah.
Then we are building a IT center, Atal Bihari Center, Atal Bihari Vajpayee Center for Excellence in the field of IT, communications and outsourcing. So this is in the Mongolian University of Science and Technology. It will be completed in 6 months. So once this project is completed, already the Mongolian people are students are getting trained in the field of IT. 800 Mongolian students will be trained annually, and it will generate a lot of employment opportunities in terms of call centers, also IT, cyber security, artificial intelligence. So this is a good partnership between India and Mongolia for capacity building. The third project that we are concentrating on, building a India-Mongolia friendship school in Jaisang. So that we plan to complete in next 2 years. It is a grant project from India for around...
It's a secondary school?
It's a secondary school and it's a grant project of around $5 million.
Ah, okay.
So these three projects we are concentrating, and I am confident that once these are completed, it will give big impetus to India-Mongolia relations, do capacity building, help in the energy security of Mongolia, and also act as triggers for the economic development of Mongolia. On the field of defense, I am happy to tell you that our defense cooperation is going on very well.
We know the nomadic elephant exercise, something like
that.
Yeah.
Good. So I'm happy that you are aware. So, you know, we completed annual bilateral exercise, nomadic elephant, with Mongolia. The Mongolian troops visited India, and it got completed on 16th of July, 2024. And the next, India all participates in the multinational peacekeeping operations called as Khan Quest. So
yes,
our
yes.
Indian contingent, I think India is having the one of the maximum number of troops for the Khan Quest. We have 40 people from our Madras regiment. So I was there for the inauguration ceremony. So on defense field, we had the 12th Joint Working Group. Our cyber security center in the National Defense University is going on well. With the General Authority on Border Protection, we are having a capacity building for the command and tracking center. So these things are going on very well. So I'm happy the cooperation in the economic field, in the defense field, in the education field, in the spiritual connectivity field are going on well.
I want to clarify, do Indian teachers or specialists will teach in this ITEC center or in secondary school and etc.?
Now, we have a MOU with the lovely professional in the university. They are already teaching the teachers who teach the Mongolian students. So already the project is on. Online the teaching is being done. High-tech equipment is been purchased, so the state of the art center would be ready in 6 months.
Yeah, India is one of the best country to providing the high-tech and digital things around the world. Then. Right. That's good thing. And also, I want to ask about the tourism sector. And the both countries have a potential for developing spiritual tourism. So could you tell us more about that?
I'm very happy you raised this thing. As I mentioned previously, India is the land of Buddha.
Yeah.
So, and Mongolian, various Mongolian people, most of them follow Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, it is very important to visit the holy shrines of Buddha, Lord Buddha. So we are planning to promote Buddhism. You may be happy to know that last month I had a conference, mm-hmm. a virtual conference with the tour operators mm-hmm. of India and Mongolia to mm-hmm. connect them together
mm-hmm.
so that they can have packages for Mongolians going to India and Indians coming to Mongolia also.
Mm-hmm.
And third thing to develop on this front, we are planning to have direct connectivity,
mm-hmm.
so air connectivity. I think once this direct air connectivity is established, the cost of the airfare will come down and it will be easy for people of both the countries to come.
Mm-hmm.
So not only spiritual tourism from Mongolia to India, I wish to have more tourists from India to come to Mongolia also.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the plan we are working on.
Mm-hmm.
It will help to generate people-to-people connect and also boost each other's economy, Mongolia's.
Yes, also I think if it's well implement, it's very useful and important for also trade cooperation.
Yes, trade cooperation also.
Could you tell us about our bilateral trade turnover?
Yeah, I'm very happy that our trade turnover, even though it is not commensurate to our political or spiritual, friendship,
mm-hmm.
our bilateral trade is limited, but it is growing steadily.
Yeah, now it's because of the logistic problem. Yeah,
it is to the tune of $60 to $100 million,
mm-hmm.
and the main exports from India are pharmaceutical,
mm-hmm.
automobile parts, various components for the machinery.
Mm-hmm.
So these are our what I see in Mongolia are there, and from Mongolia, basically the component is small of the wool. And other products of Kashmir
mm-hmm.
that they are there, which are being exported to India. But the main bottleneck which is there is the logistic issue.
Yeah.
So we are working on the logistic issue. Indian companies are interested to buy Mongolian coking coal because
mm-hmm.
it is of high grade quality.
Mm-hmm.
Indian companies are interested to import Mongolian copper. Mongolian
okay.
gold.
Mm-hmm.
So once this starts and we sort out the logistic issue,
mm-hmm.
I'm confident that the trade between India and Mongolia will reach new high in not too distant future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question is about the scientific and you already mentioned the IT cooperation and how about the cultural cooperation? And I know the many large number of Indian literary works have been published in Mongolian language.
Yeah, we know many Mongolian scholars we have seen that they have translated a lot of books from India to the Mongolian language. Our renowned Buddhist scholar, Professor Lokesh Chandra, has translated the Mongolian Buddhist kanjurs, kanjurs from Sanskrit and Pali to Mongolian language.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have distributed them. And the new set of kanjurs are being reprinted in India by the Ministry of Culture.
Mm-hmm.
So once they are there, they are 108 number volumes.
Mm-hmm.
So we will distribute them to the monasteries.
Mm-hmm.
So the cultural cooperation will go strength to strength. We have planned to renovate
mm-hmm.
The Bokth Palace.
Mm-hmm.
That is also mm-hmm. one of our plan to renovate mm-hmm. the Bokth Palace.
Oh, okay.
And you know, under the aegis of Indian Council for Cultural Relations, which is called ICCR, it offers around 50 scholarships every year to Mongolian students for all undergraduate, graduate, postgraduate and PhD level.
Mm-hmm.
So 40 people can go
mm-hmm.
to India to study, and many are studying. And we know that various high-level personalities in Mongolia, they have studied in India under the ICCR scholarship.
We know the scholarship programs, ITAC assistance, and any other scholarships from the Indian government or your embassy.
So apart from ICCR, as you rightly mentioned, we have the India Technical and Economic Cooperation program, which is called the ITAC program. Under this scholarship, there are 200 scholarship slots for Mongolia.
Oh.
So it's a big number, if you compare. And in that scholarship program, all the airfare, the course fee, even the daily allowance is being paid to the scholar who goes there.
Oh.
The stay is also arranged. And there are around thousands of courses in the field of accounting, English language, then IT, animal husbandry, dairy farming. So I think that Mongolia students can go, the people can go and avail the scholarships.
How do they apply? Is it any basic maybe a complex of a website or?
Yeah, there is a, if you Google ITAC scholarship, automatically the first site that will be coming is the ITAC scholarship site. And there they have to apply, sponsor it. They have to give some certificate from the employer, government or private. And then the Embassy of India will facilitate. Or they can contact the Embassy of India also.
Great.
That is also an easy way.
Regarding
culture, one more thing I'm happy to inform you that yoga has been a great bond between India and Mongolia.
Yeah, right.
You know, when I came here, the Yoga Federation of Mongolia organized the yoga festival. Then we organized the International Yoga Day. And during the recent speech by our Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji on the International Yoga Day, that is on 21st June 2024, he mentioned about Mongolia. That how yoga is popular in Mongolia and all. So it is a good thing. And it gels with the Mongolian constitution that health of each Mongolian is the fundamental duty of the Mongolian himself. So yoga helps in that. So that is a good thing I liked.
All right, that was Mr. Atul Malhari-Gusurv, Indian Ambassador to Mongolia, commented on Mongolia-India relations. So, here we end this edition of the Voice of Mongolia in English. Thank you for staying with us for this half an hour. Have a good day. That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Baishtet.